sharpens perspective and illuminates connections. Ryan Holiday. Last night, I watched Star Trek Into Darkness. It's a great film, but I couldn't help feel anxious about halfway through, as the events just kept getting worse for the main characters. I wondered why, after almost being killed, losing his father figure and his closest friends second-guessing him, Kirk just keeps punching forward with action. Well, if you haven't seen the movie, I won't spoil it for you. But things just keep going south, and it's quite the ride. I wonder, though, what might have happened if instead of fighting, the characters decided to take a little break to think? It wouldn't have made for a very exciting movie, but things would have been a lot easier for them. That's the power of stillness that you'll learn all about in Ryan Holiday's new book, Stillness is the Key. Just thinking of letting yourself cut the frantic pace of life sounds relieving, right? That's only the tip of the iceberg of this powerful tool for a better life. Here are the three most helpful lessons on the power of taking things easier. 1. No matter what kind of crisis you might be in, slowing down is always going to help you get through it better. 2. Allow more silence into your life if you want better peace and clarity of mind. 3. Work in moderation and embrace your need to sleep if you want to be at your best every day. Are you ready to see the power of letting more peace and quiet into your life? Let's begin. Lesson 1. Slow down to get through difficult times. Imagine waking up to learn that your enemy is building missiles just miles away from your country's border. This was the reality for John F. Kennedy in 1962, when the Soviet Union began constructing missile sites in Cuba. The threat of a nuclear attack on America was suddenly very real. This was especially stressful for Kennedy, who knew that at least 70 million lives were at stake. His advisors cautioned him to destroy the missile stations, but he knew that failure in this would be catastrophic. So what did he do to handle the situation successfully? Kennedy took time to pause and think. Rather than immediately deciding, he began to reflect on the matter. He would write notes repeating the words "missile" and "leaders" over and over. Swimming in the White House pool and spending time in the Rose Garden gave him space to think. After a while, Kennedy decided to go with a blockade of Cuba. This gave his opponent, Nikita Khrushchev, time to think as well. Nearly 2 weeks later, Khrushchev sent Kennedy a letter in which he recognized the destruction the conflict would cause. This was the beginning of the end of the Cuban Missile Crisis. Rather than displaying strength, actions of peaceful solitude helped Kennedy resolve this potential catastrophe. Similarly, when you take time to slow down after any sort of issue, you'll find that clarity and calm helps you make better decisions. Lesson 2. For peace of clarity and mind, let yourself have more silence. Pay attention to your surroundings right now. How much noise is present? Perhaps you've got your headphones in and you're listening to your Spotify playlist, or maybe you're hearing the bustle of the coffee shop you're in. Whatever your situation, chances are your life is noisier than you might think. While all of the commotion might not be bad for you, the lack of silence is a missed opportunity for greater calm and simplicity. This was a major focus of the life of experimental composer John Cage. Silence was an obsession of his. At one high school speaking event, he declared his belief that the U.S. should have a national day of quiet. His best-known work is 4:33, which is a musical piece with nothing but 4 minutes and 33 seconds of uninterrupted silence. It might sound crazy, but it's rather profound. Take the experience one pianist had while performing it for the first time. The audience got to notice the wind and rain outside because of the silence. After it was over, Cage mentioned that silence doesn't really exist because it's full of unexpected sounds. That's the power of quietness at work. It lets us notice things we wouldn't otherwise pick up on. It might be the solution to your business problems on your bike ride, or the next step forward in your relationship that comes to you in the shower. If you think the 4:33 piece is crazy, though, know that business leaders take advantage of silence, too. Randall Stutman's research indicates that they go to places with limited noise in their time off. Lesson 3. Your peak state is only possible when you limit your work hours and embrace sleep. A few months ago, I tried a nifty experiment. Afternoons are hard for me. I'm usually tired and I don't get much work done. I wondered why I spend that time trying to work, so I stopped and tried to take a nap every afternoon. I began feeling happier about my work because every time I...